Joy Tactics.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had the worst Joy Tactics dream last night.
What was it?
I dreamt that, Eric, you had 24 hours to live. The doctors had chopped your body clean in half. And it was me and Nate walking you around in your last hours of life. And you were saying, no, no. Somehow you... You had the meat on your legs was gone and the bottom half of your torso, so you were a skeleton from the hips down. No thing.
No.
We were walking you around and you were saying like, I don't want to fucking die, man. And me and Nate were like trying to just figure out what to do with the podcast.
If you're ever in a comatose state, I'm coming in fucking blackout drunk and I'm ripping the fucking plug out and I'm fucking walking out. Letting you pass on peacefully.
That's okay. That's good. I would like that. But that's in my dreams recently, I've been being like hunted down and chased and killed. And in every dream, I do think I want to live, man. I can't be dying now. Not as everything's in the world's going so good.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Well, we all have what was called joie de vie, I think. The joy of life.
This is joie tactics.
J-O-I tactics.
Is that...
Jerk off instructional tactics.
No, come on. Wait. You are so naughty. Okay, come on, guys. Talk normal, man.
We have a mission.
I had a dream last night where there was, it's like so vague and foggy, I don't even barely remember it, but I was in like a multi-level mall and there was like a grinding section of the mall and I was like, where people were grinding. And I was like, damn, I want to go to the grinding section of the mall where everyone's grinding.
That's did you tell Jane you were going to like Forever 21 or something? Oh, I gotta go to Muji and check out some pins.
I just need a coffee.
Yeah,
I need a coffee. I'm gonna go meditate.
Grinding with the manager of Panda Express. Wouldn't mind it.
So
relaxation
is what we talk about.
Relax. Come do it.
Hawk to a.
When was the last time you guys got a full body massage with oil?
It's been
a
while.
Stranger.
From a stranger? Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that most massages you just get from a stranger, somebody you don't even know, never met before in your life, and they're just getting all a bunch of oil on their hands.
Well, they let, then you let the bodies do the talking, not you.
Yeah.
And why is that somehow so much more normal? It's such an intimate, horrifyingly intimate thing to do with somebody. And yet the idea of like me getting you oiled up, Nate, and giving that your calves a punishment, getting in between the toes and cracking your fingers for you. If you were an alien, you might guess, oh, it's much more normal that his close personal friend would do that.
But actually, it's more normal for a strange, underpaid stranger to go ahead and do that. But maybe actually they get paid amazingly. Maybe that's true.
They're definitely paid culturally in society. Oh, thank you, Eric.
Okay. Sit down. Close your eyes. Remove the tongue from the top of your mouth. Take a deep breath. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And exhale for 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8.
Nate's not doing it.
Now, open your bank account. So, and scroll
open
through.
The Zelle app.
Open the Zelle app.
And my phone number.
425. And send me $300 for a used PS5. Now. Do it now.
And fucking bust.
Anyway. Oh my God.
Send me money and bust.
That'd be a great feature film.
Okay.
I hate to put it, but God, why does it always come to mind? But a movie called
Joe Keery, I bust. Know you're done with Stranger Things. Please come through to the Send Me Money and Bust short film.
We got to be making, I'm going to do something fucking violent in DC if the three of us don't make a short film together one day.
I can't believe it hasn't happened, bro. The stars have aligned so many times. We're training. Said no.
We're training. You think
we're not ready. In our individual careers. It's like we all started on the same little island, right? With the same interests. And then we went off to go fight fucking demons by ourselves. Jack at SNL. Nate all over fucking town, stand up and doing all those jobs that I can't even imagine as well. Me at the paper. Then we rejoin and reform.
And after losing our battle to SNL, after losing our battle,
we return to innocence. Right, but we come back much stronger, and then make something fucking crazy. The ultimate
stronger
weapon.
The ultimate short film.
Uh huh.
Oh my God. I'm getting fucking chills. What?
Jack, how do you like to relax? Because in my mind, I know you like to stay up really late and order food and play Fortnite and have gambling going at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah,
what's the bev? But don't forget the bev. What's the bev?
If I'm relaxing?
Yeah.
The Bev, it could be so good. It might be one of those ice drinks. You know, the tall, skinny, really brightly colored diet beverages.
The Costco ice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. Are they sparkly, también?
They got to have them sparkly.
Oh, my goodness. This
and
is
let's
bringing
not forget
me back.
The biggest fucking deal when you're relaxing is the positioning of your body. That's why I built the day bed. I'm not going to turn my computer because I'm going to fucking unplug the microphone again, but having a nest.
Oh, dude. You guys know how I sit on the couch, right? The pathetic mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I twist like a mermaid and sit with the pillows like as such.
Majin Buu
There's
mermaid.
Not a more relaxing position I can imagine other than my new sleep position, which I've told you guys about this, my new sleep position, right?
No, how could it?
No.
What is it? The fuck?
Pillow underneath the head, giant, big, fat, squishy pillow. Pillow, big, fat, squishy pillow, hugging. Pillow in between my legs, a little slimmer pillow. Also, our bed goes like this. You can incline it a little bit. Mild, very mild incline.
90-degree angle.
90-degree incline. Yeah, strapped to the bed. Leather straps with studs on them. I'm in fucking rubber that's inflated. I have a fucking sock in my mouth. CPAP on. Yeah. Eyes, clockwork orange.
So you're sleeping on you're a side sleeper.
Yeah, but I'm a side sleeper.
Hey, let me give you an idea, bro.
Okay.
So the world's going to shit. Soon before we know it, there's not going to be beds. Meanwhile, you've been doing seated sleeping training every fucking month. Uh-huh. Turn that bed up, crank that bed up every day by about 3 degrees until you don't even notice it, but you can sleep standing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to start sleeping upside down like a bat. And I also want to get a butler and have a fucking cave that I do experiments in. And I also want a fucking suit, black rubber suit, the Batman Gimp suit. And I also want to start fucking fighting crime and go finding the muggers that are mugging people all around town and show them what's what. With my fists and guns.
Something sounds familiar about that, but I can't quite.
There is an organization called ICE that you might be interested in.
That's not funny, man, because they need. I have to say, I'm seeing this shit and I can't quite believe my fucking eyes. I cannot believe it. On a serious note, cannot believe this fucking shit.
I would say I am sleeping significantly less due to addiction to being mad about. Ice.
It is just like
whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.